Good morning. It's 11:55 a.m. Yes, it is still morning, just barely, but it is still morning. I'm going to see if I can put that in my pocket. Let's push back one of the hoods here. Get settled in for the second half of the walk. So, good morning. I've worked on Cape Grace again this morning. It's slow. It's so slow. And it's hard to get any momentum going because I'm writing little fill-in pieces. But it's coming. It's coming together. It is what it is. And of course, I've learned a lot since I wrote it originally. And this draft that I'm working on is from 2015, so I had learned a lot by 2015 even. About 3 years and six books later, now look at this going. The problem I'm having is that the stuff that's there, I like. The stuff that's there is pretty good. And part of me is saying, but if you start again, you can begin fresh. Except I don't want to begin fresh. I like the story that's there. I think that's the story it needs to be. And yeah, I'm a little winded this morning. I'm pushing real hard. to get back and get some lunch. I got the metronome going. And I'm taking long steps. So I'm really working this morning. In terms of the walk. I have a lot to talk about today. I'm not dug into the story enough to be able to be really enthusiastic about it. And I keep getting distracted. Karen Conlon keeps live tweeting her initial read-through. So she comes across a line or situation or something that she really likes. And she'll tweet about it. Which is great. She reminds me of things that I have forgotten were in there. I know, it's only been, what? Today's December 5th, the 21st, and then of course I went through it. I finished writing it on the 21st of November, and I've been through it about four times since. You'd think I'd remember things like, I changed the name from I think I changed the name from Bob Stanley to Douglas Bailey. Too many B's. Too many M's for that matter. Too many M's. Look for new name. look for some new initials. I gotta get beyond that. But I'm trying to write the pieces that go with Sarah Krug, so that her backstory is really supported to the best of my ability in this book, which will segue directly into Half Share. And the interesting, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening politically in the book. But I don't have, and maybe that's a problem. I've got Otto, but I don't have Jimmy Pirano. That is a problem. Because there's stuff happening at the company level. I think I talked about this yesterday, that I don't have the company perspective. There's stuff happening at the company level that could be perceived by some as an existential threat to the South Coast Shamans. And at the moment, they're protected by contract language. That all the appropriate parties have signed. But that only lasts until the next contract. And one of the questions is, why would the company want to get rid of them? Beyond the fact that it's a company planet, and if you don't work for the company, you're not allowed to be on the planet. Unless you're a dependent. Oh, I just found the ending. No. Oh my goodness. Okay, I can't talk about that part. So there's a story here. I'm not sure it's fully. Well, I know it's not fully instantiated. And actually, today's the 5th. So 20 days would take me to the 25th, take me to Christmas. If I were to read through what I've got and then pick the same starting date and write it all again. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Then having 5K days, having a fresh narrative thread to knit. Would I be able to get it done faster than by trying to piece together the sections that are there? I don't know. I'm not convinced. Because the 35,000 words that are there are good. They're solid. They're just not the whole story. And I need more of the story in order to make it actually work. I started to add chapters A, B, C, and D to differentiate them from the 1, 2, 3, 4 timeline, and slotting them in between existing chapters. I'll have to go through and renumber everything when I have it done, but until I have it done. Yes, I recognize this is where Scrivener would be a godsend, because I could take all the chapters and throw them into Scrivener and then break them into pieces and shuffle them around until I got them where I needed them. And in theory, Scrivener could number them. I have to take the numbers off for paperback anyway, because Lix numbers them. I have a conference call this afternoon at 1 o'clock. So I need to get back. I need to get some food. I need to get this posted. I need to get logged in for a conference call. Tick-tock, 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 my metronome is clicking in my ear, reminding me. So I watched a new release from the Who band. Not The Who, H-W-H-O, but Who, H-U, the Mongolian folk singer rock band. I have a new one out. It's just as good as the first, and it's given me a lot of ideas about the story that I'm not writing yet. But the Cape Grace story is the one that I need to write next. It's not just what I think from a rational perspective, it's what I feel from my gut. It's like, okay, this is the one. I've got to get it done. I've got to get it off my desk, because it's been a distraction since 2008. It's time to get it moving. The downside is I don't have a cover. I wonder if Steve Cuff's cousins is still doing covers. Ooh, smell that. What is that? Exhaust? I think so. So today's Wednesday, federal holiday. No mail today, it's okay, I got the mail yesterday. I have to remember to stop and pick up the milk going in. I have to figure out something to fix for lunch. Sitting here beside the gazebo. I don't know if they're doing ingress or poke go. Almost back. The clouds are closing in. There were a few clouds. There were quite a few clouds when I stepped out. But there's another hole. There's a big cloud deck that I picked up in the picture off to the east. But there's another big dark cloud deck coming in over the mountains and down from the northwest. I don't know if that bodes for terms of weather, but it makes the walking a little bit cooler than normal. I'm almost back. Cross one more street here. Is anybody coming? Get up to the sidewalk here, over to the figurative back gate, where I say, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.